Hello, Marion Pallister, Vice Chair of Justice and Peace Scotland here. I wonder if you've downloaded the Radio Alba app to listen this evening on your phone. Our phones are such clever little bits of kit, aren't they? When I was a child, our phone number had 3 digits. We were on a party line, which meant you had to wait your turn to make your call. And if the other party was a blether, you had to pray you didn't ever need to have an emergency. We grew up making pretty short phone calls, I can tell you, because as in most houses, the phone sat on its own wee table in the hall, which in pre-central heating days was the next coldest room after the bathroom. Yes, younger generation, they've all heard the jokes about the first mobile phones being like bricks. Well, honestly, they were, weren't they? You needed a shopper to carry it in, and lifting it to your ear meant you would never have bingo wings. It was a workout in itself, making a call. Now, our smartphones are our maps, our toys, our cameras, our window on the world. They can check the food in the fridge when we're at the other end of the country, open the garage door for us when we get home, and make sure the central heating is at just the right temperature. And very sadly, they're instrumental in hurting our young people. If we want a just world, it's time to think very seriously about our phones, our tablets, and our laptops. I'm sure your minds have gone immediately to recent reports of questionable dating sites where children as young as 8 have found themselves groomed by very unsavoury characters. Of course, the underage youngsters shouldn't have been on those sites in the first place and had to fib online to be accepted. Well, how lucky we were that the most wicked thing we could do was annoy people by taking their numbers from the phone book in the phone box on the corner and giggle uproariously when they answered. Kids do that stuff, and the more sophisticated we make the equipment, the more sophisticated their pranks will be. But phoning strangers from a red phone box held little chance of inveigling my generation into sending inappropriate pictures of ourselves to grown men who claimed to be teenage boys looking for a girlfriend. The paedophiles who prey on today's children have their lives made as easy as those who want to open their fridge door when they're still in the office. And yet those who operate the sites have tried to shift the blame onto our children themselves. Yeah, they shouldn't have signed up, shouldn't have responded to vile requests, shouldn't have made arrangements to meet these adults in the flesh. But come on, 8-year-olds, 15-year-olds are not the guilty parties, and we must make sure that there is strict regulation that prevent these kind of online abuses. And of course, if we're parents, grandparents, aunties, older brothers or sisters, we have to carefully monitor what children in our care are doing on their mobile phones and tablets. We can't claim not to understand all that technology. We have to make it our business not only to understand it, but to take control of its use. The legislators must monitor the site providers, and we must monitor our children. And you remember also in the news this past few weeks are the sites where graphic images of self-harm and suicide have been made available. And I understand how that works. You know how when you take a look at a Black and Decker drill or a brown corduroy jacket online, you're bombarded forever by adverts for drills and brown corduroy jackets. Well, sadly, if you're feeling depressed, bullied or isolated and you ask your search engine for information, the algorithms will provide you with the same service. The man who has accused a social media site of helping his daughter to take her own life really does have a point. When you're at your most vulnerable, a kindly word may alter your intentions, but pictures and instructions that show all too graphically how to get on with the task can lead to tragedy. Of course, there are wider reasons causing mental ill health, and we must be vigilant and never dismissive of the child or adult who shows any sign of depression or anxiety. Of course, we must lobby for better support for all who suffer from mental ill health, whatever their age. But there has to be regulation of social media sites that vomit out images that can only harm. And for those who are making their millions from such sites, simply to claim they are doing their best to take down such images surely isn't good enough. Their algorithms are set to know our every move. They should be ahead of the game, removing the material as soon as it appears, not after it has led to the most defenseless people in our society being catastrophically affected by them. These two aspects of today's use of phones and tablets are, as they say, very first world. But there's another perspective we shouldn't ignore. These clever little pieces of equipment that do more than the filing cabinet-sized computers of the last century could ever tackle come at a price for those who produce their component parts. Our children in the North risk falling victim to predators and manipulators using social media in a range of sophisticated ways. In the South, children are victims of modern slavery, and I won't tire of speaking out on their behalf. Last year, Denis Mukwege, the Congolese gynecological surgeon who won the Nobel Peace Prize, used his acceptance speech to remind the world of the price children in the Democratic Republic of Congo are paying for the latest technology. Not that any of them get to use a slick iPhone or a Samsung Galaxy, other brands are available. Mr. Mukwege told his Oslo audience, if there is a war to be waged, it is the war against indifference, which is eating away at our societies. We love nice cars, jewellery and gadgets. I have a smartphone myself. These items contain minerals found in our country, often mined in inhumane conditions by young children, victims of intimidation and sexual violence. He added, it's not just perpetrators of violence who are responsible for their crimes. It is also those who choose to look the other way. Now, I've got a smartphone which may not be as smart as some, but certainly is packed full of minerals to make it work, just like my tablet. So I'm as guilty as the next person of exploiting those Congolese children. If I don't speak out, I'm complicit in their abuse. I'm looking the other way, as Mr. Mukwege suggested. I can't be outraged at one kind of exploitation of children in the UK if I turn a blind eye to another kind of exploitation just because it's happening out of sight and thousands of miles away. Don't think for a minute that I'm advocating we all bin our mobiles. That would simply add to our landfill problem. Or that we stop the research and development that makes them ever more sophisticated, although probably that would help conserve the planet. Instead, we have to follow the advice given by the Justice and Peace Commission's Bishop President in his January letter. You'll remember how Bishop Nolan urged us all to become involved politically, as has Pope Francis, reminding us that as Christians, we are called to be a voice of the voiceless, a voice upholding the dignity of every human person, a voice proclaiming the values of Jesus Christ. And he added that we must all call for politicians and those in power to act always for the common good of all humanity. I think the technology is good. We use that technology to get the messages of justice and peace to as wide an audience as possible. You'll find us on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram, which are all sites that in the wrong hands can cause problems for those who become innocent victims. we can't blame the technology. Humans created it, and there are humans behind its operation and the uses that it's put to. Let's be clear, it is only some of the people behind the technology who are bad, and if we make a noise about it, we can make a difference. We can make a difference in DR Congo for the children there who are being abused in so many ways in the extraction of the minerals it takes to create the technology. In the same way that we can become activists to make sure that no one is exploited in the fashion trade or other trades where we benefit and those involved simply don't. Dennis Mukwege says that if we choose to look the other way, we are as guilty as those who perpetrate the violence against the kids in the Congo. And if we choose to regard the websites that contribute to the violation in whatever way of children in Scotland as somebody else's business, we are also guilty. Children in the developed world may be gobby-know-alls some of the time, but in truth, they are as voiceless as those children exploited in mines or in factories elsewhere in the world. We joke about needing an 8-year-old to fix the laptop or program the telly, but 8-year-olds the world over are naive, dependent and innocent. They're children, and we must speak out to protect them. We can write an email, sign a petition, make a call on our smartphone to our MSP or our MP and tell them how we think social media sites should be regulated. The UN Convention on the Rights of the Child is the world's policeman looking after children, and there's an organisation called Together Scotland, and you can find them on your smartphone or your tablet at www.togetherscotland.org.uk. And that organisation does the job in Scotland, and you can ask them how we can help children in DR Congo who are being violated in the worst possible way, as well as how we help our own children here in Scotland. The more of us who speak out, the more it is possible to establish justice. That's the job of Justice and Peace Scotland, and it's the job of each and every one of us who tries to live by the gospel values. Earlier this month, we marked the feast of St. Joseph Bakhita as the third International Day of Prayer and Awareness against Human Trafficking. Such trafficking manifests itself in many ways, including the exploitation of children for sex or for labour. This prayer was written for that day, and I hope that you'll share it with me, because so many children around the world really do need our help. We'll end with it, and I want to thank you very much for listening. O God, when we hear of children and adults deceived and taken to unknown places for purposes of sexual or exploitation, forced labour and organ harvesting, our hearts are saddened and our spirits angry that their dignity and rights are ignored through threats, lies and force. We cry out against the evil practice of this modern slavery and pray with Saint Bakhita for it all to end. Give us wisdom and courage to reach out and stand with those whose bodies, hearts and spirits have been so wounded, so that together we may make real your promises to fill these sisters and brothers with a love that is tender and good. Send the exploiters away empty-handed to be converted from this wickedness, and help us all to claim the freedom that is your gift to your children. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.